Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
My name is Simon Anstey. Thank you for tuning into the Overdrive this afternoon. And it's coming up very quickly for 25 past four. And at that time of the afternoon, I chat to Professor Barry Shoup, the former executive director of the National Institute for Communicable Diseases. Professor Shoup, thank you for making time to talk to us this afternoon.
Thank you. Thank you. Good afternoon, Simon.
You know, before we get on to the actual topic this afternoon, it just kind of strikes me, Prof, you didn't bank on this, right? You didn't see yourself delivering updates for a year plus and advising to government, and this wasn't on the cards, was it, Prof?
No, it wasn't. But life is unpredictable, isn't it?
Life is unpredictable. For all of us. And all those smart people, Prof, like Bill Gates and the like, were saying this was the next big thing. You know, it was just a matter of time before a virus would find its way into the human population. So,
well, I think this is it. You know, I think that we got to be wary because a lot of these infections come from the animal kingdom and they cross the species barrier. I think I've spoken about that as well. And we really need to be prepared for it. You know, this is maybe the first of quite a few. And I think one of the guys from the African Union, in fact, also from the African CDC, has actually said this, that, you know, we can this is the first of many. You know, it was Ebola, this and so on, yeah. But as long as we're prepared for it, and I think our learning curve is extending, well, our knowledge of the learning curve is extending quite considerably. So hopefully we'll be prepared for it. What we weren't prepared for, quite honestly, was the earliness of the second wave. I think this has taken us a bit by surprise. You know, to be quite honest, I think we all expected that it would only start the end of January, beginning of February, after the festive season. And also, you know, having such a severe second wave in the summer season, I thought there's also been a bit of unexpected. And, you know, if you look at all the parameters, it is really severe. You know, the peak of the new infections, the hospital admissions, the new infections themselves, the mortality. Now, if you look at those graphs, they're considerably higher than in the first wave. For which I could, you know, we don't have a visual, but you'll have to just imagine it. And interesting that younger folk, but not kids, I'm talking about young adults between 30 and 50, have been much more severely, much more extensively and more severely affected this time around. The rate of admissions to hospitals being considerably higher. Mortality may or may not be higher, but that may be a reflection of the overwhelming of the hospital system. But what is really telling, if you look at the time to reach 100,000 cases, that's a good parameter. And if you look at the Western Cape, it was 50% faster in the second wave than in the first wave. Now, it took 107 days in the first wave to reach the first 100,000 cases. It's now taken 54 days for the second wave.
Wow.
And also testing positivity, another parameter. Now, it reached up, over a third of all specimens tested positive, 35%. Never reached anything like that in the first wave. Also, our rate of new infections, we went up to 20,000 plus. We only got up to 14,000 in the first wave. So you look at all these parameters, and certainly our second wave has been significantly worse. So you're going to try and step back. Why is it?
Yes.
I think there's a complexity of things. I think, first of all, I think it's behavior. And I think what tipped it off, what triggered it off, was that super spreading rage event. That probably triggered it off. And then also human behavior generally, you know, in the first wave, people were a lot more compliant. I think they were a lot more anxious, a lot more nervous. It was much newer. Now there's a bit of fatigue and, you know, it's old hat and so on.
Sure,
I think that
sure.
contributes to it. And then, of course, the big V, the variant virus. Maybe I can talk about that tomorrow. But that obviously, you know, it's probably about 50% or more infectious than the previous virus strain. So that probably also has contributed. So it's probably both. Probably behavior and viral.
Prof, how did our second wave compare to other countries' second waves?
Everybody seemed to have had worse second waves. Certainly United Kingdom, certainly, the USA, in fact, hasn't really kind of come down. And the European countries have all experienced worse second waves. So there is probably more behavior. I don't think that the variants, in the UK, for example, they do have the 501 variant. But that probably played a lesser role because it's more confined there. It hasn't spread throughout the whole country. Like here, where it's the dominant strain. So there probably behavior has been the main thing. But of course, also it's the winter season. And I think, you know, that must play a role. You know, if people are more indoors, there's much less ventilation. Windows are closed. Doors are closed. People are closer together. All respiratory infections are worse in winter. And COVID would be just one of them. We, of course, still got our winter coming up. But let's hope we're a bit more prepared by then.
Okay, Prof. Fascinating as always. And tomorrow you mentioned that we might discuss the new variant, some referring it to it as the South African strain. We told on the news bulletins last night not to do that. It's no more South African than the Spanish flu is Spanish. So, yeah, I look forward to that chat tomorrow.
Okay, thanks, Simon. I look forward to it too.
Chai FM, your station of choice since 2008.